Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you may know, if you were listening to the first hour, this is a rebroadcast of an interview that I did with Bensian Shenker on May 29th, 1994. That was 20 years ago. For those of you who are fans of Bensian, if you are not aware that just three years ago in 2011, on November 7th, I did another 2 hour interview, show number 125. So you have a 17 year spread from 1994. That's the program we're going to hear now. And you can retrieve the follow up of 2011 on my archive. A little complicated, perhaps, but. I know we have many, many fans of Bensian Shenker. And as I have mentioned in the past, there were four non-Chazonis, or even semi-Chazonis singers who greatly influenced me when I started this career, this hobby of mine in 1977. It was Bensian Shenker and Shlomo Kalbach and Avram Fried. And Mordechai Ben David, MBD. So they were the big four. And I was so delighted that Bensian Shenker came to the studio in South Orange, where we broadcast live. And it was such a pleasure. So let's go back to 20 years ago and continue from where we left off on the first hour with the interview with Bensian Shenker. Bensian, I know that we have a recording that was made recently, a Shabbos in Mojitz.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about this and the selection that we'll be hearing.
The uniqueness about this recording is the fact that I have my own grandchildren singing with me on this recording. In fact, there are five of my grandchildren.
That's magnificent.
I'm going to... Let's play a piece that they sing on their own. Very.
Now, did you write this?
No. This is a Mojitz composition. It was written by Reb Scholl.
Okay. And this is a tape that came out recently. It was
right.
It's a Shabbos in Mojitz, arranged by Yisrael Lam. I see you got all the great arrangers working
right.
with you.
Correct.
You want to tell us something more about the selection that we'll be hearing?
Well, the selection is interesting. It was composed by Reb Scholl, the Mojitz Rebbe, but it's not in his style at all. It was really done for children. It seems somebody once asked him to compose something that they can sing by the table, that everybody can sing. It's real, you know, like a real singable melody.
Uh-huh.
And this is what he came with. So, and I thought that was very unique, but that's not his style, really.
Okay. So these are your five grandchildren.
Correct.
And with no one else, or just
just my four of them are singing different solos at different points.
Super. Mm-hmm. And the selection will be
Baruch Keil Elyon.
Baruch El Elyon, Hashem Osa Minucha, Min Hashem Nuvah.
Well, we were listening to Five Grandchildren of Benzion Schenker, and that's from the album A Shabbos in Mojitz. And we'll hear more about that in a second, but now let's hear our message from Rabbi Shalom Gordon.
Very pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Atzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. We'd like to go a little deeper into the subject of the receiving of the Torah, which we celebrate in our Shavuos. Just as God himself is infinite and unlimited, so is the Torah, being God-given, infinite. Every individual may view Torah in a different light. Some regard Torah as a means to gain reward and avoid punishment as promised by the Torah. To others, the Torah is a guide to good, wholesome living and an ideal social system. Both of these views, however, are limited. Hasidic teachings go much deeper than these views of Torah. Hasidism delves into the profound inner significance of the Torah. According to the explanation of Chabad Hasidic philosophy, the underlying purpose of the Torah is to serve as the link between the Creator and creation. Creation is generally divided into four kingdoms. The first and lowest is the inanimate, inorganic matters such as rock, earth, or water. Next is the level of plant life, above which is the animal kingdom. Finally, on the highest scale of creation, is the thinking, speaking human being. But all of creation is finite. Only the Creator is infinite. And there is no common denominator between the two. In respect to the Creator, there's no difference among the four kingdoms of creation. There's no difference in respect to the Almighty, between the highest intellect among men and the crudest stone. Both are creations, and as such, have no co-relationship with the Creator. That is why it is impossible for even the most brilliant human being to grasp God with his intellect. However, God gave us a possibility to approach and commune with him. God showed us how an insignificant creature can reach beyond his inherent limitations and commune with God the Infinite through studying his Torah and obeying his commandments. And in this lies the most important aspect of the Torah and mitzvahs. They provide the means for us to rise above our status as creatures, mortals. We are capable now of attaining a far higher degree of perfection than we ever could with our own created limited gifts of mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Gordon.
That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Atzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. On behalf of the rabbi, I invite you to his class in Tanya, which is now at 8:30 every Monday evening. And if you'd like directions, I'll be happy to give them to you. It's right off of the Garden State Parkway in Maplewood, New Jersey. If you tuned in late, we have a two-hour special with Benzion Schenker, a favorite of ours, favorite singer, favorite composer, and a wonderful person. It's an honor to have him here in the studio with us, together with his wife and his son-in-law. And we just heard Five Grandchildren singing a selection, and Velvel, the father of four, is sitting here, and he was beaming. He was a little proud of
Kveli.
Yeah. Both the grandfather and the father and the grandmother have every right to. It was wonderful. And now I understand we have another recording of this selection.
Not this selection, no.
Oh, okay.
What I would like to do now, on my last, I visited Eretz Yisrael, Israel, in December,
right?
Hanukkah, and of course, I was there for a wedding. My brother married off a granddaughter, and that was the purpose of my going there. At the same time, I also visited the yeshiva, the Mojitzi yeshiva in Bnei Brak, and.
Are they all singing your songs there?
Yes. Well, they have a large repertoire because they have the older, the Rebbe's songs, and then they have my songs. Uh-huh. And of course, being in Eretz Yisrael, I just had to visit the yeshiva, and there was a Hanukkah gathering. They made a special gathering for Hanukkah, and a very nice, jovial type of crowd. Now, I sang there something which I have composed recently. also Mizmor LeDavid. It's another Mizmor LeDavid.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to have gone over tremendously. So I'd like to have that.
Now, this was not from a professional recording. This
is from that gathering.
Gathering,
so it's not professional.
In Israel, Hanukkah.
Right.
Are we going to publish it?
Very possible. I mean, I am contemplating doing something right now, and this will be one of the pieces I'm going to.
I want to tell you, I have a problem because there's 2,000 people out there recording the show.
Well, they'll have a very poor version of it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is a recent vintage Bensi and Shanker.
And believe me, nobody will then say I heard it 60 years ago.
Okay. Well, no, they will.
They will.
Okay, this is recorded just a few months ago in Hanukkah. The first time over any radio,
right,
first
right,
recording,
right.
That's great. That was Hanukkah, just this past Hanukkah in Israel.
Correct. Now, something very interesting. You know, one of the students at Yeshiva is a very famous little boy, Srulik Heshtik.
Oh, yes.
And I got to meet him there. He's a very fine little boy, a little pious and all the works. And he was at this gathering too. And he sang there. And of course, it was recorded. And he sang a melody that was composed by the present Majid Sarebi in Eretz Yisrael. And it's something that has been becoming very popular now. It's a melody we sing in our shul, of course. And it was composed, I think, about a year ago. And he sang it beautifully. And
now, of course, we played Shrulik many times throughout the past couple of years. That's when he had a higher voice at the age of 13.
His voice is 15, changing, yes. There's no doubt. But it still has that vibrance and so forth. I mean,
mentioning the name of Hurstik, I have to get a plug in of the fact that his uncle, Naftali Hurstik, will be at the third annual Great Cantors concert. That's on October 30th. It's a Sunday afternoon, and he'll be joined by cantor David Bagley and by cantor Abe Mizrahi, and Daniel Gildar will be the accompanist. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful concert. Those of you who attended in the past know that it's something very special, and I look forward to having many of you join us October 30th. It's not too early to start planning. Many of you like to plan very much in advance. Anyway, you and your wife were at the last concert. I was very pleased that you attended that.
Okay. We really enjoyed it.
Well,
I'm sure we're going
to. You're going to come to the next one, absolutely. Sure. So, with all that preamble, we're going to hear. This is a live recording of Shrulik Hurstik. And this is a what is the selection?
It's a composition by the present Rebbe who resides in Israel, and he was there at the gathering too. He came in for about a half hour, and it was dedicated, of course, to the Rebbe himself that Shrulik sang this melody.
One brief note: if you wish to speak to Bensian over the air, give us a call at 201-761-9768. That's 201-761-9768. And now let's hear Shrulik. Shrulik Hurstik. that was really wonderful. You could just feel the energy and the excitement that was generated there.
Right.
That was Shula Karstik, together with a bunch of other young fellas.
Shiva, the only Shiva boys.
Shiva boys.
Yeah.
Okay, we have caller number one. Hello. Let's see. Hello. Hold on 1 second. This is supposed to be a speakerphone. And I don't know that we're... Okay, let's see. Hello? No. This is supposed to be a speakerphone, and...
Velvel phone.
Velvel, okay. We were told that this was going to work. Unfortunately, hello. We're going to have to. Yes. This is Ben Sien's sister, one of his biggest fans. Okay. The Aishas Kyle isn't only sung in Flatbush, she says. She heard it sung in Oslo, Norway. Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
That's great.
She was last year in Oslo.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. We were supposed to have this working, and unfortunately, doesn't look like it's going to come over the air, but thank you so much for calling. Okay. Well, you know, we keep talking about technical problems and so forth, but maybe we can get it working in another minute or so. But let's go on to another selection, Ben Sien. I know that we have Vili Yerushalayim Ircha coming up.
Yerushalayim Ircha that we have coming up is sung by Avram Fried.
Avram Fried.
Yes.
Now, but is this a...
It's my composition.
It's your
yes.
composition.
Yes.
Okay. And in the meantime, we'll see if we can get the speakerphone working to receive your phone calls. We're going into one of my favorite selections, right into it.
Yosiske gibe, Lord betzoyra. Ayay, behold, 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 careful, sorry, it's a miracle, sorry. Ayay, behold, 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 careful, sorry, it's a miracle, sorry. Jag var hos Iske i Bajl. Jag var hos Iske i Bajl. Jag var hos Iske i Bajl. Ej lagret sa ej rach. Jag var hos Iske i Bajl. Jag var hos Iske i Bajl. Jag var hos Iske i Bajl. Ej lagret sa ej rach.
That's one of my favorites, Bensian. That was
Son. That was Behukah Chasson, yeah.
Son. Which album was that from?
That's the Sounds of Joy.
Sounds of Joy, yes. Yeah, this, yeah. By the way, there's so many great... All of your albums are wonderful, but that's one of my favorites.
I think Sounds of Joy has... I think it's my favorite, too.
Yeah.
Yes. We have some very wonderful songs on it.
Yes. Yeah. We're still trying to work out the phone hookup to put you on the air, but you can speak directly to Bensian Schenker while we're playing his music. Our next selection will be Yossi Soloyach.
Right. This is also a melody that's become like sort of... So a classic. So commonplace that people don't believe that it belongs to me, you know? And it's only about 27 years ago that I composed it. You know? So
we're getting old, you know that.
That's right.
Okay, this is another wonderful selection, Yossi Soloyach.
Oh,
We've been listening to some wonderful selections. You know, this is just side one of our tape. I think we're going to have you come back for another few hours. It's wonderful. Our next selection that we're going to be hearing is Or Chadash.
Right. Let me tell you something about Or Chadash. It was composed in 1967, and it was actually somebody who was connected with Kol Yisrael, with the Israel Broadcasting Company, that actually commissioned me to compose a piece. He was, at that time, they were planning the festivals, the Hasidic festivals. Uh-huh. And this fellow was in the planning stage. He was a announcer on the Kol Yisrael. His name was Baruch Shein. He's still around. I think he's retired already by now. But he used to be on the Kol Yisrael that dealt with Hasidic music. And he was involved with this Hasidic festival. And then later he pulled out because he didn't take the right... he thought he wanted to be a little bit more Hasidic, not because the way it turned out.
A little pop, kind of a little popular,
real pop music, yes. And he hadn't been in America right after the Six-Day War. He called me and he says, I want you to compose something for Or Chadash, because I'd like to be able to present it on a Hasidic festival that we're planning for that year. Mm-hmm. And I did compose. Actually, when I composed the original melody, and then I came to Yisrael in that same. It was spring. I think it was the fall.
68.
It was in 67. It was right after the Six-Day War. Mm-hmm. It was about 3 months after. Mm-hmm. And I only had the original theme. And then when I presented it to my people there, they all said that, why don't you add some chazanis to it? Why don't you give it a real chazanish flavor? And I composed something extemporaneously on the spot, which I used. And this is what really came out.
So well, you know, during the second hour of our show, we have the Mevinim who love chazanis. So I'm glad. Well, as far as I'm concerned, everything is soul music. This is in a class by itself. So I don't want to hear anything from anybody. Let's hear Or Chadash. We've been listening to some wonderful music. It's hard to believe an hour and 45 minutes have gone by already. We could go on for another 4 or 5 hours, I think.
Yeah.
I know.
Unfortunately, you don't have the time.
Right. Well, we've been getting phone calls at 201-761-9768, and people have, we haven't been able to put them on the air, but they haven't been able to speak directly to you. So, and Bensine will certainly stay a few minutes afterwards, so... if you wish to call and just schmooze for a couple of seconds, say hello at 201-761-9768. Now, coming up is it's hard to say what's a favorite, but I love this next selection.
Sameach T'Savach, yes.
It's such an upbeat one, and, right. And the way you sing it.
I composed that for my oldest daughter's wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, among other things. This I composed three melodies. This was one of them.
Oh, is that wonderful. Yeah.
The melody that really took off from that wedding was Baruch Ato Be'ir, which I never really recorded, but as other people have recorded.
Well, too bad we don't have a guitar or something and have some background for you to sing it now.
Sameach T'Savach.
Sameach T'Savach. Oh, this is a wonderful selection coming right up. And call here at 201-761-9768.
Ding gun niten mirikedem som mig jag hade samma regel våra orin i samma kaka jag ser dig min gun niten
We've been listening to Sameach Tisamach, and Bensina is tied up on the phone right now, but we'll go on to the next selection, and we'll do a proper introduction in a few seconds, but this is Nachamu, Nachamu, which has a certain mysterious quality to it, and we've played this many times in the past, and I know that you'll enjoy this selection.
Nachemu, Nachemu, Ami, Kilo
kiflaim bechol hatoseh bechol hatoseh.
Benson, we've been getting so many phone calls, and I think you're going to have to stay for an hour afterwards. By the way, I have to tell you, a young man by the name of Yussel from New York, he said he was in his 20s, called, and he wanted to say this on the air for all to hear. He said that when he heard you, for the last 2 years, daven Musaf for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, how inspirational it was for him, and he said, you can't believe it. And he said it was wonderful.
Thank you.
On behalf of Yussel, I'm jealous because I'm just getting into this, listen, you know, and I have to hear a good chazan.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Now, we just heard Nachamu Ami. It was very
special. Speaking about Yom Ha'Aroim, I have this coming, I think you have next coming up,
the
Kaddish, which I sing Yom Ha'Aroim very, very often.
Okay.
And this is composed by the second Majlitzer Rebbe, that's Reb Shaul. And I very often sing it at the close of the service, close of the Efter Musaf. That's the last Kaddish.
Okay, from the Yomim Noraim. Benzin Shaker. Ben Sion, we are trying to play 22 selections in 3 minutes. It's not going to work.
I'm trying to talk on the telephone too.
Yes, yes. It's the fastest 2 hours in Jewish Jewish music.
I don't know where the time went. I mean, because it seems like we just started.
We just started, right. Yeah. We're going to have you come back, I think.
All right. Yes, Hashem.
Okay, in the background, let's hear La Yehudim. Have this. This was recorded.
That was 1980, I recorded.
1980. That's a recent one.
Yeah, I composed it in 78, I believe. And also composed for a wedding, a daughter of a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting. The melody was composed at a yeshiva dinner. I was very bored listening to some of the speakers. I don't want to say where it was. I had this little, whatever it was, like they handed out on the tables or a menu or whatever it was.
Right.
So I just
started writing.
I started writing it over there while listening to the speeches. It so happened that this gentleman asked me to compose something for his daughter's wedding that same afternoon. That I met the fellow.
Interesting.
And I went to a dinner and I said, I thought of La Yehudim.
That's wonderful. But Sam, where are we going with Hasidic music in 2 seconds? There's a great revival taking place.
Oh, there's definitely a great revival. I mean, do you notice how all the different the Hasidic groups keep coming out with new tapes?
Yes.
And things, and some of the like Bells and Gehr.
Yes, and Breslov. I have so many. And, you know, I don't play enough of it on this year,
right,
because I'm not familiar with it, and you'll have to educate me.
Okay, I'll try.
How about some closing thoughts?
I am now thinking of doing something new myself. I have a whole repertoire that I've composed about 400 melodies. Really, I've actually only recorded about 50 of my own, and there's so many that are just laying dormant and waiting to be recorded, but I don't have the time for it. I don't have the, and of course, it's, you know, you need the resources too. But I am working on something right now. I've contacted certain people, that professionals in the field, and we're starting to work on it.
That's wonderful, and of course, my audience is certainly going to look forward to hearing it and purchasing it and sharing it with the world.
Thank you.
Ben Schenker, thank you so much for coming to the studio. Yeah. I know it's quite a schlep from Brooklyn, but, you know, we're really not that far away.
It's not that far away, no. And,
really.
Every minute of it was just a delight, you know, just to meet you and
meet
your audience and get all these different calls that I...
You know, we have to thank the Jewish Press and all the other publications.
Right.
The Jewish Press has been so wonderful in promoting our show, and they gave a wonderful review for... an announcement,
right,
for
first we have to thank
Paul Rothenberg and Jackie Klass.
Paul,
yes,
Rothenberg, both of them,
yes,
two wonderful people,
absolutely, and
I know they love this show. And I'm surprised that Paul didn't call. In fact, I thought he did
that
call.
Was Paul. Well, maybe he'll call now. We're at 201-761-9768. That's 201-761-9768. Ben Sinschenker, once again, thank you so much for joining with us. And the time is now 10 p.m. This is Charlie Bernhout saying shalom. Again, if you wish to speak to Ben Sinschenker for a few minutes, we'll be here at 201.
Okay, so that was the show of 20 years ago with Ben Sinschenker in the studio in South Orange when I was at WSOU. We're back to, where are we, on March 24th of 2014. How about that? Okay. Hope you enjoyed this two-hour rebroadcast, and go to show number 125 to hear the one that was done 3 or 4 years. Let's see. 2011. Yeah, 3 years ago. Okay. Shalom, everyone. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com, and thanks for joining with me. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom, everyone.